This is Dugarus, Maskalist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of Maskalism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarus. This is Flyer number 37, entitled Countering Feminist Attitudes with Maskalist Attitudes. Description: this flyer describes how young feminist-influenced princesses in the Western countries can have their arrogance pricked by confrontation with MGTOW/masculists. Flyer itself. Countering feminist attitudes with masculist attitudes. Many young Western women today are arrogant princesses. They have imbibed feminist attitudes, feeling that they have the right to dump on men without repercussions, and expect men to fall at their feet, hoping to get a piece of their vagina once in a while. Today's young women have become so obnoxious that they are not just shooting themselves in the foot, they are shooting off their legs. There's been such a massive male backlash that it's only a question of time before these young princesses wake up to the fact that men are only using them for sex, but refuse to marry them and refuse to have kids with them. The lesson that these princesses need to learn may take some time penetrating their gynocentric minds, because in their 20s they feel they have time to screw around with many men the way men have traditionally done with women. It's only in their 30s when their biological clocks start winding down that they start feeling alarmed that they had better start looking around for some robot male who is prepared to pay the bills so she can live in a middle-class house that he bought so she can concentrate on having some kids. I think I should have said biological clock ticking hard. Anyway, I wonder what percentage of these 20-something princesses are aware that in the US, 70% of young men under 35 refuse to marry and have kids. That should scare them, that they will not find her a robot male to pay her bills. She will have to do that herself. Since the majority of these princesses have studied fluffy crap at high school and university, they are incapable of earning a good salary. So on their own, they'll be poor. And if they want a kid and have to pay for it herself, she will be even poorer. These feminist-influenced princesses need to have their arrogant feminist bubble pricked by Maskalist/MGTOW ideas, which tell her clearly that if she's a fluffy and expects men to pay for her, then she is in for a rude awakening. She will discover the hard way that there are no robot males or manslaves left. Within a decade probably, given that only 30% of young men today are robot males. As MGTOW/masculism spreads and spreads, sooner or later she will be confronted by these ideas. If she's a high school princess, then maybe that initial exposure might take the form of a confrontation with a male peer whom she really likes, who rejects a serious relationship with her on the grounds that she is studying fluffy crap, that is, non-math, non-sciences, which will make her a fluffy parasite in her 30s, and he doesn't want to become a manslave to some bloody fluffy parasite. If she's a 20-plus princess, then she may become conscious of a sexual pattern in her life, that her male sexual partners don't take her seriously as a potential girlfriend, because you have the mentality of a fluffy. You expect me to pay. You don't take responsibility for your own life. You are career incompetent and will look around for a robot male, a manslave, in your 30s to parasite upon. You're nice to fuck, but that's all. You are not fit for a MGTOW or masculist to have a serious relationship with, because you are a fluffy, and MGTOW/masculist piss on fluffies. If she's in her 30s or 40s, divorced, with kids, and a fluffy, desperately looking for a robot male to parasite on, then her attitudes should be a real red flag to men. These men should look coldly at such women and tell them, you're now paying the price for being career incompetent fluffies. You expected to be able to parasite off a man, but now the supply of such robot males has dried up. Men have had their MGTOW/masculus consciousness raised and are wise to women's sexual bribes for male money. MGTOW/masculus now expect women to be FIPs, financially independent persons, and if they're not, then they're punished by being ignored. Such women are now seen by men as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, and are avoided like the plague. You only have yourself to blame. So if you want to get a man, then become a FIP. Pull your weight, become a responsible adult, and stop trying to parasite off a man like a dependent child. Grow up. As more and more men have their MGTOW consciousness raised, this kind of confrontation between feminist-influenced princesses and men will become more commonplace. These MGTOW/masculine ideas will prick the arrogant princess attitudes of these young women and force them to be more humble. If they don't adapt to the new MGTOW/masculine presence, then they will pay a heavy price. They will not get a man, and they certainly won't get kids. And they will be treated only as pump-and-dumpable cunts on legs. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email prof.hugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website prof.hugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name: De Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.